Hey, you want that to go?
And now some quick takeouts on stories we want you to stay on top of this week. But we're going to take maybe a larger helping from Capitol Hill, where, I don't know about you, healthcare may be boring you to tears as it slinks along. The Senate Finance Committee, of course, is going to take a vote this week.
Sometime this week.
And it goes on to the full Senate floor. But maybe others in Congress are finding other things to talk about. Here's Senator Evan Bayh, Democrat from Indiana, speaking on Fox News Sunday.
We are on a path toward a nuclear Iran, which is an unacceptable course if we're going to avoid the very painful dilemma of either having to live with that or taking military action to prevent that, which may ultimately be a choice we have to face. We need to act now on the financial and economic side.
Well, will they? Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, joins us from Washington. You know, Todd, the president on some level has really ceded the initiative on health care reform to the Congress in this whole, you know, sort of soap opera about health care reform. I'm wondering if there's some other issues that the president has unwittingly ceded the initiative to, like Iran. There was Senator Evan Bayh.
And the whole situation seems to have moved so quickly in the last couple of weeks. I mean, usually with foreign diplomacy, these things kind of inch along. Then, of course, you know, we had the report that, Iran's testing missiles. Iran has nuclear capability, maybe enough to make a bomb. And this whole thing has happened fast. Congress was setting about sort of the normal business of introducing bills to have sanctions against Iran several weeks ago. Now, as you heard Evan Bayh from Indiana saying there, that whole thing looks like it's moving forward. There is a growing call, especially over the weekend, of members of Congress who want the debate over sanctions against Iran to be moved forward. I don't know that it would happen this week necessarily, although if there's enough pressure, they could get something on the floor quickly. There are bills out there. Yeah. But there is a growing call to get those sanctions, get those teeth in there,
sure,
as the United States is talking to Iran. That's happening.
Well, we're beginning the week with enormous numbers of headlines out of Afghanistan, the 8 killed over the weekend and the 2 more killed this morning, U.S. troops, and then, of course, there's a bombing in Pakistan. You know, what is the status of this alleged showdown that Congress was teeing up, possibly trying to bring General McChrystal from Afghanistan to hold hearings before Barack Obama decided on his Afghanistan policy, which he's reportedly considering?
Yeah, I don't know how much of a showdown necessarily. Certainly it's a rhetorical showdown, because some of the heavy hitters on the Republican side, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, have said they want McChrystal and they want him now to testify. But that's not so different from what the Democrats are saying. They want McChrystal to testify, too. It's all a question of timing. The Senate did vote in large numbers for a resolution last week saying McChrystal, Petraeus, come and testify. The only thing is they didn't say when. And that's where the whole debate is. They kicked the can on it. So, you know, Carl Levin, the chairman of the Armed Services Committee, has gone around saying, look, when the Iraq surge was happening and we were all debating that, the whole thing was being discussed at the White House for two and a half months before General Petraeus came here and talked to us about it in the Armed Services Committee. There's no reason why McChrystal shouldn't have the exact same amount of time. So it looks, you know, Levin has the power to hold them off, and it looks like he probably will, to give Obama the space to make the decision and then get McChrystal in front of the Congress and in front of the public to explain it.
Levin also made the distinction of the fact that Petraeus didn't come and speak to them until after the Bush administration had made their decision on strategy. Does it look like Levin is also going to make that here, that he's going to wait to bring in McChrystal until after Obama has announced a new strategy?
Unless the Republicans can find some extraordinary leverage with Carl Levin, and it doesn't look like they have it aside from going in front of the cameras and saying he should testify. Well, Levin says, yes, he should testify, but he's going to testify when the president has made his decision, not before.
All right. We've talked all about the kind of sand in the gas tank issues, things that indicate disputes between the White House and Congress. There's a couple of things that are smooth sailing this week, though, huh?
Smooth sailing?
Well, unemployment benefits. Senate's probably going to extend unemployment benefits. There's not going to be a debate about that.
No, you're correct. A whole bunch of extended unemployed benefits were passed in the spring as the economy was really tanking. 13-week extension of unemployment benefits for some, 26 weeks for others. Those are now expiring. The Senate looks like it is going to add another extension on those this week, and also an extension on some federal first-time home buyer tax credits. To spur people to buy homes. You know, there's a fear, even among senators who don't necessarily support extending tax credits for sort of private use, that if you get rid of those first-time homebuyer credits now, it could really tank the home buying market, and that's not the time to do that. So they'll probably extend that without too much debate. At least it looks that way.
So we're talking about sort of Letterman's revelations a minute ago and what that might mean in workplaces around America. Any sort of new revelations in Congress going to come up this week?
Oh, I think you might be talking about Senator John Ensign from Nevada.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't have his own comedy show, but he does have an investigation going.
Some people think it is kind of his own comedy show, but I guess that's for another time. Senator Barbara Boxer, who is the chairman of the Ethics Committee, not to mention the head of the global warming effort in the Senate, has acknowledged over the weekend that, yes, the Ethics Committee is investigating Ensign now. Up until this weekend, or up until before the weekend, it was just kind of another senator who was involved in another affair. There were some wrinkles in this because his family had made payments to his former staffer, a woman named Cynthia Hampton, as possibly hush money. It depends on how you look at it. Now, the Ethics Committee apparently is investigating Ensign because those payments could violate campaign finance laws. She actually worked for his political operation and his PAC. Also, her husband was on Ensign's Senate staff. Ensign helped to relocate him to try to get him a job. And if he was dismissed, and if Cynthia Hampton was dismissed because of the affair, that could have implications under sexual harassment rules. Yeah. So,
what about Naomi? You know, the soap opera continues. Todd Zwillick, thanks so much. Takeaway Washington correspondent. A lot of quick takeouts there.
If this is a soap opera, they need new script writers.